If there is one thing that I know about most salespeople, it is that we don't like making cold calls. And I get it. Like, it's not the most glamorous part of the job. We want to be out in front of clients. We want to be closing deals. We want to be on lunches, breakfasts, dinners, having fun, putting ink to paper. We want to be going on tours. Like, there's just a lot of, we want to build relationships. There's a lot of fun stuff about this job that we want to be doing. And the reality is, though, cold calling and using the phone is a great way to set up a lot of this stuff. But Alex, there's LinkedIn and there's social media and there's marketing and there's so many things that you don't have to cold call anymore. And that's not true. I just don't believe that. Like, there is a ton of stuff that you should be doing. Yes, 100%. You should be on LinkedIn. You should be getting leads. You should be using some type of marketing tool to build your brand so that people come to you, which is what I'm doing with this podcast. But there's also the reality of that people are still using their phone. And people are still text. Well, for sure, people are texting. That's probably the number one form of communication because people can use text on their time. You text me, I can get back to you when I want to get back to you. If you call, you're interrupting me and I got to answer no matter what I'm doing. And now I'm on your time. But people love text because they can respond when they want to respond. It's easy, it's short, it's simple. But people are using the phone too. Everyone still has a phone at their desk. Everyone's cell phone still, we still use our cell phones to talk on the phone. And if that there's nothing else, that should be enough of a reason to pick up the phone and start creating opportunity. You may have some one-off situation where you don't need to cold call. If that's the case, just hit stop right now and go listen to another podcast episode. I'm just kidding. Still listen because you're always going to get value, but come on, you know what I'm talking about. But I think like you've got to know how to use the phone. You really do. In most cases, 99% of the time, you've got to be able to know how to use the phone to create opportunity and get in front of people. Or if you're inside sales, create an opportunity to get people to purchase from you. You've just got to know how to do it. And here's a couple of things that I'll say before I go into the actual cold call. A couple of things that I think are super important. First, sales is an art. It's not a science, okay? So there's no one way to do it. There's no like, and here's what happens. Like, and I remember a few years ago going through this, I tried to literally research every way to like how to make a cold call. I was like, I'm going to find every single person. I'm going to get every single way that you can make a cold call. And I ended up coming back with like 100 different things. And then I was like, okay, now I don't know what the hell I'm doing because this person told me to do it this way. This person said I shouldn't do that. This person said I should do it a totally different way. So just like you got to trust in yourself a little bit. There's not one way to do it, but there is kind of like a silly way to go about it. And then there's a way that's a little bit more smart and a little bit more value driven from the person on the other end of the phone. And that's all I'm here today to talk about. Number two, like you got to be yourself. If you're goofy or you've got a good sense of humor or you're really dry, like you've just got to be able to use who you are to your advantage. Don't try to do something totally different. Don't try to like one of the things that I can't stand, and I understand why people do it, but they get on the phone and all of a sudden they get this totally new voice. Like they're talking like this and all of a sudden they're on the phone like, hey, it's Alex calling from XYZ company. How you doing today? It's like you don't need to do that. Because one, people can sense it. Two, you don't feel comfortable in your own skin because you're not being who the hell you really are. I don't even know who you are being, but some like business professional salesperson that you think you need to be. And three, I just don't think it doesn't do any good. So be yourself. And number three, you've got to be prepared and targeted. You need to make smart calls. You can't just roll through like a random number list and just try to hope that you're calling somebody that might be a qualified buyer. You've got to look at the industry that you're in, the segment that you're in. Make sure that you're spending time calling the right types of people in the right positions, whether that be C-suite or VPs or directors or managers or supervisors, influencers, decision makers, economic buyers, whoever you're calling at that time. You just need to make sure that you're somewhat educated and that you're somewhat targeted in your plan, your strategy, that you're not just wasting time calling a ton of people. And because, I mean, you've got to be able to spend every second. Like, you've got to use every second to your advantage. And so, if you're calling just a bunch of random people, you're just wasting time. You got to be able to dial in a little bit. So, you've got to have clients to reference. You know, if you're calling a pharmaceutical company, what other pharmaceutical companies have you done business with? What other proof points can you mention while you're on the phone? Yeah, hey, we work with so and so, X, Y, and Z company. You probably know them. They're in the same area, they're in the same business. Here's what we've done for them. We might be able to do the same for you. You know, so you got to be able to reference these different things. It may be certain trends that are happening in the industry right now. Hey, I know this is a big trend or a new law that's going to take effect. It's already hit some of our clients. Some of our clients are already thinking about this type of stuff. here's what we're doing to kind of plan and make sure that they're in a good position when it hits. What are you guys doing right now? Have you thought about it? You haven't. Okay, well, let's spend some time talking about it. You got 10 minutes next Tuesday. I'd love to show you some things that we've been able to do for some other clients that really set them up for success. And when this new law changes or this new industry trend hits 2 months from now, they've got a plan and they've got things ready to go. And even if they're not using us, they've still took the knowledge that we gave them and the tips and the advice and the perspective, and they've made a plan on their own. So either way, it's not going to waste your time. How's that calendar look Tuesday at 10 a.m.? And I'm just like going right into it. I don't care. But you've just got to have like some type of plan going into it. So I think like when you start the cold call off to actually get into the structure, I don't think like if you want to use a script or something in the beginning, that's fine. Certain people will tell you, don't ask how they're doing. Don't ask how you doing, how you been, where you from, who you, like, they're just like, get right to it. Other people will say, no, you need to ask how somebody's doing because you need to kind of build it up and you kind of create a conversation. I don't really care what you do because I don't know if it really changes like the game either way. I would probably try to say something like, hey, Joanne, it's Alex calling from XYZ Company. You having a good Tuesday so far? Kind of light, you know, get them like, you know, perked up a little bit. It's a little bit light, but it's different than just saying, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? Because that sounds like everybody else, but you are a salesperson and you're calling in to hopefully add value and provide a product or service to them. There's no way to get around it. There's no way to call in and be like some secret ninja and be like, oh, they had no clue I was a salesperson. Like some people try to say that. Don't say this because they're going to know you're a salesperson. Dude, they're going to know you're a salesperson as soon as they pick up the phone and they realize I don't know you and you're calling me because you own a company that you think we could do business together. It's fine. It's okay. Don't hide from it. You're a salesperson. You're calling in because you know and you believe in your heart that there's a great probability that you could add a ton of value to that company and that person. And maybe not, but it's worth exploring. So I'd open it up like that. And then however you want to take it from there, you may ask a really good question. And you may, to bring it back to the point earlier, you may say, hey, we realize there's a few trends right now in the marketplace for what you guys do. And here's the two that we've identified for our clients. Here's how we're tackling it. And here's the results that we've gotten for them. I just wanted to see if you guys might have 10 minutes next week. I want to be able to show you what we've done for them and what's worked, what hasn't. And then wherever you want to take it from there, great with. What's your calendar look like on Tuesday at 10 a.m.? You may go for it right there. You may ask a power question. You may do the intro and then go right into a power question. Hey, how do you guys typically handle something like this? Hey, what's your biggest challenge when it comes to this and this and this? And then you may wait for them to get a response. Well, you know, usually Alex, we're struggling with this and you know, this is a key area that we really have some problems in. I totally understand. And you know what? When we first started working with XYZ Company, they said the exact same thing. What's your calendar look like Tuesday at 10 a.m.? I'd love to be able to show you how we identified those same types of problems and how 6 months later, we've got a totally different result that they didn't even think they could get because of what we've done. And I would always end, like, if they're getting a little bit of pushback, always use this line. Hey, even if we never work together, I will leave you with some perspective and some new ideas that will shape the way that you think about doing business for you and your team moving forward. Even if we never put ink to the paper and never do business, I promise you I will add value. I love throwing out there too, like, hey, if you give me 10 minutes, I will not waste a single second of your time. If I waste 1 second of your time and I don't add value, you can kick me out of the office right away. Is that fair? Be playful with them though, you know, have some fun with it. Be like, John, I promise you, not 1 second will be wasted. If it is, you can boot me out of your office right away. I'll be there at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. What do you say? You got to be a little bit aggressive, but if you're going to do it, be in a playful way. But you've got to be able to add value. You've got to be able to show people that, hey, I'm going to show up, and I'm actually going to bring something to the table, not just, all right, here's my company. Here's what we do. Here's how long we've been around. Here's our product. Here's what makes it so great. That's fine, but nobody really cares about that. Like what you can't do is cold call and call into a company and be like, my name's Alex and I'm calling from XYZ Company. We've been around for 30 years and we sell steel. And how's your day going? And you buy steel? Like you've got to be able to have something. You got to be able to hook them a little bit. Like that's the key with the cold call. You're not, if you're, and this is for outside salespeople, but if you're on the call, like you've got to be able to just bait them and hook them to get them interested in you. And then you've got to set up the actual meeting and then you just go for the close. It's like if you're talking to a girl or a guy like the first time over the phone, you just want to get them interested enough to go on a date with you. You don't need to marry them that day over the phone. You just need to get them interested in you. They need to like you And they, you also need to be credible. So they feel like, okay, if I let this person in my office, my time's super valuable. You got to like put yourself in these people's shoes, be empathetic. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. They've got project deadlines. They've got people they got to manage. They've got, you know, a million different things. They're not going to waste time on you. But if they feel like, hey, you know what? I think this person is going to bring some value. I think it's going to be at least worth my time when I come in. They'll probably meet with you. And you'll have less meetings cancel. And that's when you know you're doing it right. So have fun with it. Like, I hope some of that stuff at least helps you structure how you're going to set up this call. Be smart about it, but be yourself, have fun, and just bring value to people. And just go for it. Be a little bit aggressive, but be playful with it. And set some meetings up. Let's go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.